The travellers adopted the practice of arranging the animals in a circle at night, sleeping together in the centre as protection against the nocturnal cold. And the leader posted armed sentinels at the fringes of the group. The Englishman was unable to sleep one night. He called to the boy, and they took a walk along the dunes surrounding the encampment. There was a full moon, and the boy told the Englishman the story of his life. The Englishman was fascinated with the part about the progress achieved at the crystal shop after the boy began working there. "That's the principle that governs all things," he said. "In alchemy, it's called the soul of the world. When you want something with all your heart, that's when you are closest to the soul of the world. It's always a positive force." He also said that this was not just a human gift, that everything on the face of the earth had a soul, whether mineral, vegetable, or animal, or even just a simple thought. "Everything on earth is being continuously transformed because the earth is alive and it has a soul. We are part of that soul, so we really recognize that it is working for us. But in the crystal shop, you probably realize that even the glasses were collaborating in your success." The boy thought about that for a while as he looked at the moon and the bleached sands. "I've watched the caravan as it crossed the desert," he said. "The caravan and the desert speak the same language. And it's for that reason that the desert allows it the crossing. It's going to test the caravan's every step to see if it's in time, and if it is, we will make it to the oasis. If either of us had joined this caravan based only on personal courage, but without understanding that language, this journey would have been much more difficult." They stood there looking at the moon. "That's the magic of omens," said the boy. "I've seen how the guides read the signs of the desert, and how the soul of the caravan speaks to the soul of the desert." The Englishman said, "I'd better pay more attention to the caravan." "And I'd better read your books," said the boy.